Good day, Australia. I am Paige Estrotori on your weekly insurance news wrap for financial services online. We begin in Western Australia today. A controversy has raged over allegations that a bakery owner in Spencer Park, Albany, may have triggered a blaze at her establishment back in October, all in pursuit of a hefty insurance payout. A considerable amount of damage was recorded, with figures soaring up to $955,000. The claim she hoped to make reportedly included a sum of $500,000 for contents and a whopping $2.2 million for business interruption. Legal proceedings are in motion, and we'll see her in Albany Magistrates Court on the 12th of this month. Fraudulent claims are a recurring issue that's hitting all of our pockets through higher insurance premiums. Staying with insurance matters, a local entrepreneur is smarting after Hollard Insurance slammed the door on claims for heat damage to pool covers. This occurred after the shipping containers they were stored in were moved outdoors and exposed to the searing Australian sun. The company argued that the container's heat, peaking at 50 to 60 degrees Celsius, was due to an oven effect, which fell under a policy exclusion for losses due to variation in temperature. The story underscores the importance for businesses to mind their temperature controls during storage. Meanwhile, life insurance appears to have taken a backseat in cost-cutting actions. A survey by the Council of Australian Life Insurers reveals an important disparity. While 79% of us hold motor insurance, only 34% have life insurance. It seems life coverage, even for individuals aged between 55 and 64, is not considered as critical as motor or home insurance. For those seeking to trim personal spending, life insurance is often the first casualty. Christine Cupid, Cali CEO, voices her worries about the emerging advice accessibility crisis, which in turn highlights the ongoing need for affordable financial guidance. Moving on to the professional sphere of insurance, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has urged for more transparency in professional indemnity, or PI, insurance among its member companies. PI insurance, despite being a legal requirement, lacks the oversight needed to act as a reliable consumer compensation tool. As we saw recently with the collapse of Dixon Advisory, shortcomings in PI insurance could leave consumers without a safety net. Per FCA, PI insurance serves as an integral pillar in supporting the compensation scheme of last resort, and the greater insight into its policies could greatly improve consumer compensation outcomes. Australia, that's your insurance news wrap-up for this week, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to source for personal and business insurance. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and this has been your weekly insurance news wrap, aired Friday, December 6, 2024.